Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Did you hear the news?
Adele?
Hello?
No, this song sucks.
It's me. I love this song.
I was wondering.
Saturday Night Live ruined the song for me.
Adele ruined this song for me.
No, remember they're all sitting around the table and they're arguing over politics, and then the song comes on and they all stop and they're like, hello.
So anyway, word is Adele is on her last tour.
Whatever. Aww.
She's done.
Whatever.
She started the hello tour in July of 2016, so a year ago tomorrow. And she just played her 123rd show in London on this tour, right? She wrote a letter to her fans that she published online on Instagram. And it reads in part, touring is a peculiar thing. It doesn't suit me particularly well. I'm a real homebody and I get so much joy in the small things. Plus, I'm dramatic and have a terrible history of touring. Until now, that is. I've done 119 shows. And these last four will take me up to 123. It has been hard. It has been hard out an absolute thrill. I don't speak British. And a pleasure to have done. I only ever did this tour for you and to hopefully have an impact on you the way that some of you and my favorite artists have had on me. And I wanted my final shows to be in London. Because I don't know if I'll ever tour again, and so I want my last time to be at home.
Hello.
Yeah, wait until our next album comes out.
Goodbye.
I never buy it when they're like, I'm done.
I know.
Because they always come back.
Really? This reminds me of Thin Lizzy when they did their farewell tour. Of course, Phil Lynott had died, and it really turned out to be their farewell tour.
Kind of,
the whole point was just to sell more tickets so they could do another tour later.
The thing is, with the farewell tour, you should see it coming. If you don't see it coming, that's bad.
Well, yeah.
I had no idea this was our farewell tour.
I'll tell you this, though.
I was breathing yesterday, and then I wasn't.
That's what happened with Phil Lynott. Phil Lynott with Thin Lizzy, they did their farewell tour in 1983.
Yeah.
And it was all to just they weren't selling a lot of tickets at the time. And so he's like, well, let's make this the farewell tour, and then we'll break up for a little bit, and then we'll get back together, and we'll do another tour. Dum Dum went and OD'd on heroin.
Well, then we'll make it a farewell tour.
It really was the farewell tour. Oh, got it? Anyway.
Speaking of concerts, I've got the top 20 concert tours currently.
Okay.
It's ranked by average box office gross per city.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Bruno Mars.
He is actually on the list.
So pretty. I'm
number two.
Now, this is the top one tours. I am man, I'm too
hot. Top 20 global concert tours.
Top 20 global.
Yeah. Now, the number one on the list, I was quite surprised.
Oh, so it's not Beyonce or Lady Gaga?
No.
Okay, man or woman?
It's a group.
Not One Direction. They broke up.
Right. I don't think you guys are going to guess this one.
Is it old school?
It's very old school.
Okay. Rolling Stones.
What?
Depeche Mode?
Yes.
Jesus. Shut up.
Almost 2.8 million.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
2.8 million for what? 1 month?
I think by week, actually.
You're telling me Depeche Mode beat out Bruno Mars?
Yes.
Jesus.
Isn't that the craziest thing?
I'd like to beat Depeche Mode.
I was just going to say, like, that's about the only song I know.
Oh, please. No. Here.
Okay, you look it up and let me guess the other ones. Okay. Kara, is...
This guy was just in Kansas City.
Is, like, Drake on there?
Drake is number four.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He was just here. Number three on the list.
Sting?
No?
Mm-mm. No. He played them Uptown.
I mean, literally just here.
Ed Sheeran.
I'm in love with the shape of
it.
We push and pull like a magnet.
Here's your last one. All right, from the Dana, they had more than one song, Personal Jesus, file.
All right.
Okay. Yeah,
Fine. Fine.
See, she hates it when she's wrong, even on trivial things like whether or not Depeche Mode had more than one hit.
I'm not a huge fan, so I don't, you know.
There were some in the 90s, they had a bunch of hits that I think you would have enjoyed. Here's another one. You ready? Boy, the computers in here are sucking it today.
Who else is on the list, Kara? Oh, I like that song.
Oh, my little
girl. Weirdos. Who else on the list?
Number 5, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Ew.
Bon Jovi's number 6.
Hello.
Elton John and James Taylor, number 7. The Weeknd's number 8.
Okay.
Ollie Murs, number 9.
Who?
Ollie Murs.
Never heard of him.
Right there with you.
Who the hell's Ollie Murs?
I have no idea. And Tim McGraw and Faith Hiller, number 10.
Okay.
All right.
Did I hear you say either yesterday or today that police are going door to door reminding people not to shoot guns up in the air?
Yes.
Are we that stupid?
Yes.
I mean,
you can hate them, and I hate them, but they had some hits.
I've seen some dumb headlines in my day.
I know.
But police going door to door to remind you to not shoot your gun up in the air, that might be in the running for the headline of the year.
Well, I mean, this was, remember,
Blair.
Yes. That was 6 years ago already. But it's the same thing. I mean, it's the same message they've been sending out forever. Stop sending bullets into the air because they come back down.
God, they bless that girl.
Shocking.
Don't shoot your bullets up in the air, you dum-dums. And you know what I'm doing? You know what I do on July 4th.
They're canvassing today, yesterday and today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we have July 4th off this year. Because I am going to soak my roof. I'm just thrilled that Lee doesn't live next door anymore.
I'm not sure that you have to soak your roof because we got 4 inches of rain last night.
I don't know if you know this, but the roof will be dry by next Tuesday.
I don't know. It's raining a lot.
And there's a chance of storms on Tuesday.
Oh, can I also tell you, I forgot my super soaker water repeller overnight.
Yeah.
And, you know, my worldwide invention. And my husband this morning said, I couldn't find your board thing. And I go, what board thing?
Oh.
And he didn't call it the right
board
thing.
And I go, my super soaker water repeller?
Yeah.
Is that the board of which you speak?
You heathen bastard.
God.
From Channel 9.
Show me some respect. I'm an engineer. So,
do you still use that worthless piece of crap?
Well, I forgot last night because, quite frankly, I went to bed and I just wasn't thinking.
I don't think it would have mattered.
No, we didn't have water in the basement today for some reason. For whatever reason, maybe it was raining sideways. Maybe it was coming down so hard.
So, if you didn't have rain in the basement, does that mean the super soaker water repeller doesn't really work anyway?
It means it works so good that you don't even have to put it down there and water doesn't get down there. It's like a ninja, that thing. The ground just goes, oh, hell no.
Okay. Did you ever do anything to that board, or is it just slowly getting wet?
No, like it's in my garage now.
Okay.
I don't leave it out 24/7.
It's a piece of plywood.
It's a super soaker water repeller.
It's a piece of plywood.
No, that's not what it is.
Well, what is it, Dana? What is it?
It's like saying a pet rock is just a rock. Uh-uh. It's a pet rock.
Nope, still just a rock.
Yeah. It's a rock that you call pet.
Okay, tell that to the inventor of the pet rock.
What is the super soaker water repeller made out of?
I believe compressed wood.
Ah,
like chipwood?
Mm-hmm.
That's called plywood.
Okay.
So the super soaker water repeller really is just a big piece of plywood.
That's like calling a greeting card a piece of paper. Is it paper? Yes, but it's not paper. It's a greeting card.
So you're saying it's decorated in some way or form?
Maybe.
What does it look like?
And it just has my seal of approval on it. It doesn't need to be decorated.
Does water only go straight down when it hits soil?
I don't know. If the super soaker water repeller's down there, it don't go nowhere. The rain just goes, oh, hell no, and goes in another direction.
Yep. The rain knows.
It knows, people. Don't have water in my basement this morning.
But you didn't use the super soaker water repeller.
Because it knows.
It's like Zentrex. It works.
Do not use Zentrex if you're allergic to Zentrex.
I wasn't leaving. That is the greatest SNL skit since probably, what's the poop commercial?
Oops, I crap my pants.
Hang on, let me see if I can find this thing again. Zentrex. It works. I wasn't leaving.
No, it's 317. Go to whatever we go to at 317. No.
I want to play this Zentrex commercial, but I can't find it. Dang
it. There you go.
Do it when you come back.
Thank you.
All right. Don't go anywhere. A little bit more in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Like everything else in life worth a hill of beans, email marketing takes effort. Put the right team in charge of your email marketing. Put something different in charge of your email marketing. Your brand is worth it. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line.
Oh, why do you do this to me, man? I got another month. Cars,
their own prison. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, man, but after today, I'm on vacay, bae.
Oh, if you say vacay, you deserve to be punched in your face.
I'm on vacay, bae. Look,
when don't say vacay, bae, to me.
When you're all relaxed and chill, you don't have the energy to say whole words, so I can't give you all the deets. You just need to know I'm on vacay, bae.
Where are you going, man?
Just to Dallas. Okay. Just going to stay at my mama's house, taking the wife and the kid and my cousin, and we're going to see the family and hang out.
I'm happy for you.
Week off work and good. Do touristy stuff. And
you will be DFW. You will be missed, but I want you to have a good time, man.
Oh, I intend to. Just know that today,
yeah,
I don't give a damn.
Mailing it in there.
Yeah, totally.
Guess what? Day before we leave for Florida, I'm going to mail it in.
Yeah, I'm literally in here looking up stuff that's free to do in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Dude, give me some more beach music here real quick. Go.
Like right now?
Yeah, like, you know.
Okay.
You know what to play. Yeah, because, I was just telling Kelly, I've got to get my feet in the sand. Because, you know, we didn't go to Mexico in January. And, if I don't get out of here, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nibbling on sponge cake.
So I'm thinking, man, if Destin, Florida turns out to be what everybody says it is on the text line, I may have found my new Cancun.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Yeah, especially if it's cheaper.
People are going crazy on the text line. They're like, you have no idea.
Go see Seaside. You'll love it.
Seaside what?
Seaside. It's just right there. Go see it. It's a little town.
Destin?
It's the town, yes, where they filmed The Truman Show. So it is so quaint, it looks fake.
Really?
Everything is just white clapboard. You'll love it.
All right.
Little mom and pop shops.
Yeah, they got white sand down there, Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I dig that. I'm always amazed by the clear water thing. You always see that in pictures.
That way you can see the sharks.
Well, yeah, you want to see them coming.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be a surprise.
Did you hear the story, by the way, that there's a shark in Missouri?
No.
Yes, in the river.
Well, I think that was kind of debunked, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
I have no idea. There's only one kind of shark that can do fresh water. It's a bull shark.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I know sharks.
Ooh, turn it up.
No shoes, no shirt, and no problem.
How does it get over there?
It swims.
A Missouri conservation agent originally thought it may have been a juvenile bull shark after looking at the pictures. Sharks can live in fresh water and have been found in the Mississippi River.
Yeah, where the river hits the Gulf,
right.
They come in
and make their way up.
But don't you think they would have some mechanism inside them that would go, wrong way?
No, because they see fish.
Only bull sharks can do that. Other sharks cannot get into the fresh water.
That's so weird.
Wait, don't you think that's really weird? I've always struggled with that. Why can we drink water out of a river or a lake, but you can't drink water out of the ocean. Like, it'll kill you. I know. But what is it about certain other animals that can live in the ocean, but they can't live in fresh water?
Here it is, Friday, June 30th. While it is not entirely impossible, it is incredibly uncommon for saltwater-dwelling creatures to stay for lengthy periods of time in fresh water. However, two great white sharks have managed... Yes! I knew I read this somewhere. To survive the trip and make their way up the Mississippi River somehow. Believed to have started as a mating couple, they swam the 920-mile journey from the mouth of the Mississippi that is connected, Rod, you're correct, to the Gulf. Officials in St. Louis have contacted the Missouri Conservation Department and will likely have a team in the river soon to capture them and put them back.
Great white or bull sharks?
No, they're great whites.
No.
Yes, I did. And you know why? KMOV covered it. You remember Chris Nagus, who used to work in Kansas City?
Yes.
Okay. Nagus's story yesterday, because I follow him on Facebook, was about great white sharks in the Mississippi. Look, that's crazy.
I don't think it was a great white.
And then what if you're fit? They are the conservationists know, and they're saying those are two great whites.
Okay.
Incredibly rare.
Okay.
But they're there. Can you imagine you're like on a float trip?
No, I can't.
Just minding your own business.
I mean, that's when you get turtle head. Like, well, Rod, you don't even get turtle head. You just drop trout.
Yeah, no, that's full on.
Yeah.
That's full on.
I mean, that is crazy. I thought when you first see it, great whites in St. Louis, you think it's a joke, like, and it'll be one of those Snopes things.
Like Sharknado or something?
Yes. That is great. Look at the size of it.
Let me see.
Well, that's an old photo. That's from Jaws. Sorry.
Seriously?
I should have known when I saw Roy
that's
Schneider.
From Jaws.
Officials.
I should have known when I saw Roy Schneider that it wasn't real. Kara, Dana was trying to prove to us that a great white had made its way up the Mississippi River to St. Louis. And then she goes, well, there's a picture of it. And she goes, well, wait, no, never mind. That's from Jaws.
Oh, they're saying this.
And she goes, I should have known when it was Roy Schneider.
They're saying Dana, this is fake
I've
news.
I've been telling you it's fake news. You won't believe me. There's no
way. You really think a shark would swim up the Mississippi?
Well, bull sharks can't.
I don't know if bull sharks can. Why can't great white sharks?
Because Rod and I have been telling you that only bull sharks can survive in fresh water.
Well, it doesn't mean they can't make their way up there. They would just die once they got up there. Right?
How far in do you think they'd make it?
I don't know.
You think they'd make it the whole 900 miles?
I don't know. They can swim very fast.
And a mating great white couple?
You know what that is? That's a husband who refuses to stop and ask for directions. And the wife's like, I'm telling you, pull over. Pull over.
And at no point did the wife go, hey, honey, having a little trouble breathing back here.
I don't know. Do I look like a shark?
This doesn't feel like salt water anymore.
I choose to believe it.
This is why Bigfoot and aliens and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, swim at your own risk, people.
No, you know what? Swim all you want. There are no great whites in the Mississippi River.
Sure. Okay. I'm not going in. That's all
why
I'm saying.
Why can't you ever
you
admit
really
when you're wrong?
Shouldn't go in the Mississippi River anyway.
Right? Is that a shark? No, that's a dead body.
That's just a St. Louis hooker.
Scott!
What? Don't go anywhere. A little bit more in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
TV is huge. TV advertising in Kansas City starts at $2. Something Different's award-winning TV commercials are dreamed up by our super-duper creative team who bring real-world broadcast expertise to each project. We love making your ad memorable and effective. We'll help make your business TV premiere really count. Call Something Different now at 1-866-774-9900 to chat. That's 1-866-774-9900. Visit Something Different at one of our Kansas City locations or online at somethingdifferent.com.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at the
inside, outside USA.
Nothing I don't love about them. The Beach Boys. 576-7798. We'll do Festus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. We'll get to this story here in a minute about the bicyclist in Kansas City. If you missed it, by the way, and I think Dana alluded to this earlier this week, the fines in Kansas for not wearing your seatbelt are about to go up. Right now, it's $10. It's about to go to 30. New state law signed by Governor Sam Brown back in May requires anyone 18 years or older caught not wearing a seatbelt in a moving vehicle to pay an additional $20. The $20 will go to the Secretary of Transportation and help pay for programs like SAFE, Seatbelts Are for Everyone. Of course, there always has to be an acronym.
Seatbelts are for everyone. And they are.
Yeah, they are.
What would you do if you caught one of your kids riding around without a seatbelt?
I would be upset.
Yeah, of course you would be.
I mean, I would, you know, I'm not going to restrict them or anything or take their phone or take their door off the hinge, but I would be upset.
Okay.
I mean, me of all people.
Right.
You know, I would look at my daughter and go, what part of the right side of my face have you not noticed for the last 16 years?
That is correct.
There is a $60 fine now if there is a minor found not wearing a restraining device in a moving vehicle.
Okay.
No court costs will be assessed on the fines.
Okay.
Somebody says, will tripling the fine encourage drivers to buckle up? Says Kara Masick, a spokeswoman for the Governor's Highway Safety Association. That's the big question. I think it's safe to say the $30 is certainly going to be better than $10.
No.
$10 is a pretty nominal price to pay. For what? Exercising my freedom?
I don't think $10 to $30 is going to change a thing. And here's why. If you are one of the few people roaming around right now without a seatbelt on, that's your thing. You just don't believe you should wear it. You don't understand physics. I don't know why, but well, if that's your thing, it's not. You're not going to go, oh man, that's an extra $20. I'm going to start putting that thing on.
You're also driving a car that's old enough that it doesn't annoy the hell out of you when you don't put it on.
Ding, ding, ding. But haven't you ever met anyone that puts it behind them? I've met people who do that or who move the shoulder strap back. I'm like, that's more of a pain to me than just wearing it.
Yeah, but for them, I think there's sort of a freedom involved. There's just sort of this idea that, you know, I'm in a buck society. I'm fighting the law.
Sure.
That's why I'm not going to wear it. I'm going to fight the law. But what's ironic, I think, and maybe some of you would think the same thing, I'm the only one on this show that's gone through the windshield of a car.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. It hurts.
Yeah.
I'm probably the one on this show who's the most adamant that the government should not force you to wear a seatbelt. Now, you should. I do. I always wear my seatbelt. I require anybody in my car to wear their seatbelt. I just don't think it's a government's rule to tell me.
I would agree with you if there was some kind of, and I feel the same way about motorcycle helmets, if there was some kind of disclaimer that, look, if you want to ride around like an idiot, that's on you. But when you are in a wreck and suffer a catastrophic injury because physics, you somehow do not get the same benefit of the rest of us paying for that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
There is a dollar amount affixed to the decision not to wear a seatbelt when you're in a wreck.
Well,
ask any insurance person.
But Dana, now wait a minute. Where do you draw the line on that? You're talking about insurance companies, right?
Yeah.
So there would be a disclaimer. If you're not wearing your seatbelt and you go through the windshield of a car, then we're not paying to get your face fixed.
They can say to you, if you have life insurance, that if you go bungee jumping, it nullifies that policy. They do it all the time.
So should insurance companies also say, if you're involved in a wreck and you're speeding or you're texting,
no,
that we should not pay for your injuries?
No, because the seatbelt is provided for you specifically to keep you from flying through the windshield of a car.
And you're not supposed to be texting when you drive.
It's a lot easier to prove non-seatbelt usage than it is to prove texting and driving.
Maybe so, but it would be easy to prove texting and driving. What if I don't make a complete stop at a stop sign? I roll through the stop sign and I get T-boned or something. Or what if I'm driving drunk? That's easy to prove. Should an insurance company not pay for my injuries if I'm driving drunk?
Don't they already say if you are a smoker,
That's your health rates insurance.
Are going to be higher.
That's your health
But they
insurance.
Already can adjust what they will pay you. They can already adjust that based on your decisions as an adult. From the text line, Dana, my parents do that. They are both very overweight. They say the seatbelts are uncomfortable. They don't fit. So they buckle it behind them to avoid the beeping. I'm telling you, people do it. It's unbelievable.
So if you're driving drunk, should your insurance company, your auto insurance company, pay for your injuries?
I mean, they have to, or the rest of us end up paying for it in some form or fashion anyway. A hospital's not going to turn you away.
That's right.
Do you know something I cannot wrap my head around? Do you know kids riding on street bikes are legal?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Because you have to be 16 to drive a car?
Yeah, but you don't have to be 16 to ride a bicycle.
Totally different. We have three kids in our neighborhood. Meow, meow, meow. Zooming up and down the streets. And someone, I think more than one person's called police. Police finally came to a neighbor's house of mine and said, we get a lot of complaints about this. It is perfectly legal.
Mm-hmm.
The bikes are street legal. They have
don't even permit. Have to have a license.
They have a permit. No, they actually have a permit to ride them.
No, you don't have to license a plate.
But how come you can ride a street bike? Basically, it's a motorcycle.
Well, it's not. It's a moped. It's like the Vespa your ex-husband rides.
I was stunned that is legal. You wouldn't let a 12-year-old drive a car.
Well, would you not agree?
These kids are little.
Does Joe still have the Vespa?
Yeah, and it's heavy as hell. My kids would never be able to drive that.
But wouldn't you agree that there's a difference between the Vespa and a motorcycle?
Not the way these are ridden.
What?
Not the way the boys ride these, no.
Right, isn't the governor on a Vespa like 30 miles an hour or something? Or 35?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think it's 35.
That Vespa will go. These bikes,
Did you just say that Vespa
yes.
will go?
These, he's got a big Italian one. It's big.
Yeah, now there are some that'll do 45, 50 miles an hour.
These kids were in front of me the other day on Mission Road, and they are motorcycles. Period, plain and simple.
No,
you can call them whatever
not.
You want.
They're mopeds.
They were riding with traffic going 35 miles an hour. I was stunned to hear that is legal. I'm stunned.
Well, don't people drive around your neighborhood in golf carts?
No, you have to be 16.
Mm.
You have to have a license.
Mm.
Is
that accurate?
Yeah, I'll let my youngest drive from it says right there in the cart, you got to be a licensed driver.
Well, what it says in the cart is not exactly what it is in real life, though.
But those aren't street legal. You don't drive those on the street. You drive those on a path
you can.
On the course.
Like in Lake Wavira, you can drive a golf cart around.
Yes.
Is this what Joe's moped sounds like?
No.
So you go, Dana, move over.
The people are calling in about this. These are children on motorcycles. That's what I saw this week. Perfectly legal. And to be clear, I didn't call police. I don't care. If that's your kid and you are for some crazy reason comfortable with them on a major Kansas City road driving a motorcycle at age 10 or 12, I guess that's your business.
Hmm.
But we have seatbelt laws for kids. But you can drive a motorcycle at that age.
Well, it's not a motorcycle. It's a moped.
I think if you saw the bikes, you would not split that hair.
All right, let me show you some pictures real quick.
Okay.
And I know we got to get to Jay, so hang on. I'm going to look up a moped. I want you to tell me what you saw on the street, on the dangerous streets of Leawood the other night. Point it out. Which one was it?
Okay, the
that
little
one right
orange
there?
And black one. Look at the orange and black one. The kind of old
down
school
here?
One. Up.
Here?
Over. Right there.
This one?
Yep.
That's a moped.
No, the one next to it.
That one?
Yes.
That's a bicycle with a motor.
Oh, my God. No, it is not. It's a motorcycle. Listen, that's a cycle with a motor. Well, what do you think you call that? God. Officer, not a motorcycle. It's a cycle with a motor.
Here's Jay Edwards.
All right. All right, let's get a look at what's happening out here.
Look at me. Look at me. It's your lucky day. Need business cards? Something different. We'll print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. Better hurry before this great deal is gone. Want more info? Call us now, 913-764-9500.
Visit Something Different at 1622 Westford Road. Or visit us online at somethingdifferent.com.
Friday afternoon, it's gorgeous, mostly cloudy, 80 degrees right now.
Rock it, rock it, rock it.
All right, let's get to the phones. Michael and Annie and the others, hang tight, 576-7798. We will do Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Annie in Overland Park. Hello, Annie.
Yes, hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Dana. I wanted to let you know, okay, so the reason why they can ride motorbikes is because they don't go over 30 miles per hour. And it's a little known law, that if you get a DUI and a suspended license, that you can also drive that with a valid driver's license, but in the very little corner, it'll say MP for moped.
Okay.
And so they are legal to drive as long as they don't go over 30 miles per hour, and mopeds don't.
Yeah, and one thing that is, and I hope I'm not telling a secret here, you're absolutely right, Annie. In the state of Kansas, if you get a DUI, you likely will lose your license for 1 year. The way a lot of people get around and get to work, even in the winter and even in the rain, is they buy a moped. That's how you get around not being able to drive if you get a DUI.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in 2007, I had to use that law. So, he's absolutely right.
Okay.
Not that I've had a DUI, but understood. Michael in Leawood. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you all doing today?
We are doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, Scott, I agree with you about the seatbelt deal. Because, I mean, how can a state going to charge you $30 for not wearing your seatbelt, but then they're not going to say nothing about somebody on a motorcycle with no helmet?
That's what people on the text line are saying. They don't understand why the laws are applied the way they are, because you can have a child, legally on the back of your motorcycle, which I don't understand it. And it's not you I'm worried about. It's the other driver I'd be worried about.
Exactly.
But if they don't have a seatbelt on in a car where they are at least in an enclosed space, you get a $30 fine.
$60.
It makes no sense to me.
It don't make sense at all.
But throw that kid on the back of the motorcycle and don't put a helmet on.
Well, you got to have the helmet on the child. You have to have a helmet on the child, but you don't get ticketed just for having a kid on your bike. And this goes back. I mean, we had a cyclist who died in Kansas City last week.
Well, but
a guy who knew what he was doing on a bicycle
again,
and died.
I go back to what I've always said. The government's job is to protect you from me and me from you, not me from me.
But we're talking about children.
That's different.
You know it.
I understand that. But if I choose not to wear my seatbelt in a car, and I have been through the windshield of a car, so nobody gets to lecture me, I wear my seatbelt every chance I get. But I don't think the state has the authority nor the right to tell me that I have to wear my seatbelt. If I choose to eat glass again, that is my choice.
What if you go flying through the air and you hit me as a pedestrian walking in a crosswalk and you kill me as a human projectile?
You're kidding, right?
No. Then that is on you. You've just hurt me.
Okay, Dana, I was going 40 miles an hour.
Okay.
I only went halfway through the windshield before I fell back in.
That time.
Well, Dana, there is this thing called a dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
It does hit your lower extremities.
Okay.
And throws you back in. The only time people actually get this idea
people
that
people are ejected all the time out of cars.
Through like a side window or something or through a sunroof. You rarely get thrown through the front windshield.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Tell it to a judge.
I don't have to tell it to a judge. I went through it. It happened. Who? Kara, get in here.
There's sharks in the Mississippi River. I don't know.
Great Whites by St.
Today,
Louis.
I also saw there's a crocodile in the Ozarks. Oh, that's making the rounds
Dana.
Today, too. I'm not getting in the water.
Do
I'm
you
just
believe
saying.
All this stuff? Hey, you know the moon landing was fake, right?
It's on the internet.
Moon landing was fake. You know that, right?
I kind of tend to believe we probably landed on the moon.
Whoa, we'll explore more in just a moment.
But TWA Flight 800, the government shot
Rod,
that sucker down.
Did you hear that?
Down.
I kind of probably believe that we landed on the moon.
I do. I think we landed on the moon.
I'm hint.
No.
Kara, you hear it? There's a hint of doubt in there.
I know. Happening now on KMBZ. New details in a shooting in a New York City hospital. We'll have more in just a minute.